1-1. Pitch is swung on, crack, deep center field. Rafaela chasing right center gap. He leaps. It is off the wall. It skips away. Anthony's got to get it as the run scores. Anthony fires to third. One hop. It is not in time, and they've realized it's a home run. Moore slides into third. Now he gets up as the fireworks display takes its time. He steps on the plate. And for the moment, they will wait and look at it. It's a walk-off two-run home run for Christian Moore.
Did you stay up for that last night, Keith?
Oh, sure did.
Drinking that one in. Honestly, them trading away Devers and me being so invested on them being better without Devers and like wanting it to happen and willing it to happen.
I was enjoying most of the game, actually, because there was Garrett Crochet was dealing, and then Marcelo Meyer was like the lone offensive bright spot.
Yeah.
So you're like, all right, there's something here. And then as soon as he leaves the game, and then it was also crazy to realize the game actually was less than 3 hours.
Oh, it was flying.
But
it's so late.
Yeah, no,
so I'm saying,
was it 12:30 it ended?
If they hadn't traded Devers, I don't know that I'd be staying up for that necessarily.
Yeah.
I would have watched the beginning of it with Crochet. I don't know that I would have made it till the end. And even in this scenario, I was starting to nod off on the first home run. Like, I was starting to doze off, and then I hear the thing get parked, and TV wakes me up.
You're like, huh, what?
I'm like, okay, I'm back in. And so I watched till the end, and it's just there's something to be said about watching the Red Sox anyway, and just, like, living with the experience and watching them when they start at 7:10.
Yeah.
That's already bad enough. They already kick you in the nuts bad enough for some of those games. When they're doing it to you at midnight and 12:30,
brutal,
and they're doing it night after night after night on a West Coast trip, it's extra bad.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand
true.
That?
It's true. I am, again, understanding more and more by the day.
It is a day game today, though.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's a day
so
game.
So at least I don't have to stay up late for that.
Yeah. Lineup is out.
Oh. You want the lineup?
Yeah.
You want the lineup?
Hang on. I know it's a lefty on the bump.
It's a lefty on the hill for the opposing side.
Okay, it's Yusei.
Do you want to guess the lineup? Play a little
Kikuchi.
Game called Guess the Lineup?
Yeah, should I?
Yeah, let's play everybody's favorite game, Guess the Lineup.
Or do we want a Bulls music, Keith reading it?
yeah,
that's what Nick. Yeah, that's what Nick wants to do.
Leading off, your designated hitter. Eater of lefties, Rob Refsnyder.
He does crush lefties, that's true.
Batting second.
Not last night.
Batting second, having a down year, Jaron Duran.
Ooh.
Left field.
Two-hole against a lefty.
Batting third, another eater of lefties. First baseman, Romy Gonzalez.
Again, crushes lefties, not last night, but yes, does in general.
Behind the plate, your all-star catcher, Carlos Narvaez.
Just when Wong's getting hot.
Yeah. In right field. A lefty who usually gets pinch hit for late in games, Willier Abreu.
Five, huh?
Batting sixth, the shortstop, Trevor. This is a bad story. In center field, Seydon Rafaela.
Loves facing the Angels.
Batting eighth, the second baseman, Marcelo Meyer.
Again at second.
Was a double and dong short of the cycle last night.
Track it all week.
And batting second leadoff at the hot corner. Doesn't have his first name listed. I believe it's Nate Eaton.
All right, so
taking a stab at that, Nate Eaton.
No Roman Anthony.
And your pitcher, Richard Fitz. Warming up in the bullpen right now, Richard Fitz. That sounds like a loss, let's be honest.
That's a bad
loss. If you were going to win-loss these things, it'd probably be a loss.
Why are they playing? I get that Bregman's eventually going to come back. Why are they playing this Eaton kid at third and moving Marcelo Meyer? I didn't get that last
night. They're giving him games. So when Bregman comes back, Marcelo Meyer's going to be at second base. They're also giving Roman Anthony the night off.
Yeah.
He had the 0 for 5 last night. A couple right on the screws, though. A couple 1-2 on the screws.
Well, one on the screws.
Yeah, one on the screws.
He also drew a walk. I got to hear about how good his at-bats are every
night. He is hitting 114. He is now up to or down to 114.
It's triple digits.
Well, he's up to
114. Up to. Yeah, he was sitting 73 the other week. He's up to 114.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay.
That's a good point.
So he's off today, and it's an off day tomorrow, so he's going to get 48 hours down.
That could help him. That could unlock him for the weekend series.
It for sure will.
That is not a great lineup.
Refsnyder, Duran, Romy.
Yeah.
Narvaez.
Yeah. Willier. Story, Rafaela, Meyer.
At again, second.
Had all your offense and a nice slide at home.
And Nate.
Really nice slide. And then Nate Eaton.
I mean, I don't love it.
You want
to
do
it's only to avoid a sweep against the Angels.
An Eaton? Rushmore?
Well, Adam Eaton.
Mark Eaton.
Mark Eaton.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
great
yeah.
one.
Nate Eaton.
And a top five all-time Hoss. Mark Eaton might be in the Haas conversation for all-time Haases for tomorrow for Friday's Top 5 Friday Haases.
Can we commit to that? Or are we doing
all-time Haases?
All-time Haases tomorrow, Top 5
I have Friday? A couple that are, I'm going to save them.
Not tomorrow.
Well, no, Friday.
Yeah.
What's tomorrow?
Did you say tomorrow or did I say? Who said tomorrow?
You said tomorrow.
That was me, sorry. Yep. On Friday.
Wait, who said that? Confused himself?
Wait, who said that? you did. You just said that.
Yeah, right.
So Adam Eaton, Mark Eaton, Nate Eaton. That might be it. We have an open spot.
No, we're missing another one. Wasn't there another pitcher? Or a pitcher?
Was there another pitcher named Eaton? No,
was Adam Eaton the pitcher?
Was good.
Who was the outfielder for the White Sox?
There was a Zeb Eaton, played 2 years in the 40s. His name was Zeb. Adam Eaton. There's two Adam Eatons, which is confusing.
Wait, so there's a pitcher? Yeah, a pitcher and an outfielder. They're both named Adam Eaton?
I was thinking the outfielder.
Okay.
The outfielder was pretty good.
And there was the pitcher.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go.
There you go. Figured that out.
But again, we agreed, bad lineup.
Twitch chat wants to know if Eaton Thomas, which looks like Eaton, is that eligible.
Syracuse,
he'd block a shot.
He would.
You get in the lane on Eaton Thomas?
Yeah.
See you later.
Nice try.
Yeah, not tonight.
Yeah, he'll send it right out, first row. You don't want that.
He was a bust of a lottery pick, I believe.
Lottery pick?
I think he was a lottery pick.
Oh, man.
Lottery pick.
Five or six.
I think it was. Let's see. 12th pick in the draft.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's where Brad's hoping to trade up to that territory.
Five or six.
Seven or eight. Good call.
Get the next Eaton Thomas, if he could.
Can you guys do a favorite current SNL cast member for grab bag?
Current.
I'd have to look at the list.
Marcelo Hernandez?
Is Kenan Thompson still on it?
Oh, definitely.
Then Kenan.
Yeah. Kenan's been there.
Give me Kenan.
I've heard.
It's like Mooney and Bennett. Those guys are all gone, right, Bill?
Yeah. I've heard the theory of he stays there because they don't make movies like they used to. You don't go to your next phase like a Sandler or somebody would, right?
Well, they also don't
fire
you.
Does that typically happen?
Yeah, but like back in the day, those guys, and Billy would know because he listens to the Carvey Spade podcast, but they wouldn't let them do commercials. They could only film movies around the schedule, so it was like really difficult.
Right, they were flying in and out to Toronto to do Tommy
Boy. They were super rigid, and they've loosened the reins.
You can't miss a show. Whereas now they're like, oh, you had a TV show to do? Great. Like, you have a movie to do? Or they're all in commercials. Like, go ahead, do all that stuff.
Yeah, Dana Carvey talks about having to turn down a Super Bowl Pepsi commercial because they wouldn't let him do it.
Like, that was from like 40 years ago. He still brings it up because they probably were like, here's like $1 million to do this commercial. And Lorne Michaels like, well, no.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Meanwhile, Keenan's in like 50 commercials.
Keenan can do whatever he wants. And
I saw him pumping, I think, hot blood pressure meds, I think it was.
Oh, yeah. He could sell it to you. Keenan also is a voice actor in a lot of things. He was in one of the Trolls movies because CeCe Beans is obsessed with Trolls.
Yeah, he's Tiny Diamond.
Yeah, good call. Good pull.
He's in one of the Grinches.
He is.
Yeah.
He's good in the Grinch.
He's great in the Grinch.
That's a good Grinch movie.
I like that Grinch.
Me too.
Benedict
Cumberbatch.
If I ask my kid which Grinch he wants to watch, that's the Grinch he picks.
Same.
Not the cartoon, not the Jim Carrey
the
one.
The Jim Carrey one, I think, horrifies the family. Nobody wants that.
I've actually never seen that.
I've seen it. It's odd.
Yeah.
It's odd. But no, the new one's pretty good. But yeah, I don't know current cast members. That's tough.
Chad Eaton
for the Patriots.
Yeah.
Put him on
good
the
player.
List.
Oh, this is a good one, too. Text line. If you're in Rhode Island, Bess Eaton Donuts. You ever heard of Bess Eaton?
I haven't.
I am aware of Bess Eaton.
I love donuts, though.
My aunt and uncle are in Narragansett.
Right, Bess
Eaton. There used to be one right in Narragansett.
All right.
Or I'm sorry, maybe Wakefield. Bess Eaton.
Sick brag, bro.
Okay, there you go. Alex P. Keaton does not count. We said Eaton.
Alex P. Keaton.
Good try, though.
Mikey Day's still on the cast.
Mikey Day's there.
He's pretty funny. Chloe Fineman, Heidi Gardner.
I'm still waiting for the
I know more of these people than I thought.
It's about that time where
guys are
like,
hating on Marcelo Hernandez.
Back.
Say it again.
It's about the time where we find out who isn't coming back.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. They end up firing a few people or whatever.
Well, it's not even firing. It's like people leave.
Yeah. Can you count Colin Jost and Michael Che?
They're technically on the cast.
All right.
That counts.
617-779-7937. We were talking another wasted start for Garrett Crochet.
Oh, he was great.
Like, we used to talk about this, or you know, I remember the discussion about it, not that we were on the air at the time, Keith, but Pedro, it's like the team would get tight during Pedro starts. Do you feel like some of that's going on with Crochet? Not that the offense has been lights out, but they scored 5-5 the last couple of games. Then Crochet gets out there. They can't score. They can't hit. They can't do anything. And the second Crochet gets out of the game, they blow the lead and they lose the game. Like, do we feel like there's a tightness when he's out there?
Yeah, like sometimes, yeah, maybe that's what it is. Sometimes it's a pitcher that just has bad luck all season, and there's a pitcher who has good luck all season. Like, there were years where, like, I think Rick Porcello was, like, on either side of it. Like, he got all the run support, then he got, like, none of the run support. But if you look at it, over the last several starts, they haven't scored. They did score when he faced the Yankees. They scored a bunch of runs for him. And when he faced the Royals back in May, they scored a million runs. But other than that, they really haven't scored much. I mean, you look at the score. So they lose in extra innings yesterday, but he leaves the game. It's 1-0. The game against Seattle, they beat him 3-1. The game against the Yankees, where he got a no decision, they won 2-1 in extra innings. So once again, they didn't even score runs in nine.
And
so
he didn't get the win in that because he gave up the late bomb to Aaron Judge.
Correct. But so he had no room for error in that game at all. So yeah, there definitely is something to that. Now they had won at least they had won four straight starts of his. Until yesterday, it should have been five in a row, especially with everything going around. They had lost three straight games. You needed this guy. You got Richard Fitz coming back today. He hasn't pitched at the major league level in a little while. They needed to win series. They've already lost the series. They now are going to avoid the sweep, but that's brutal. They really are wasting one of the great seasons so far for a starting pitcher. Leads the majors in innings and strikeouts.
You said this earlier in the program, but it's wild they could add Crochet. They could add a guy like Bregman. At least Bregman's been hurt. Maybe that's a little more understandable. And Chapman, and somehow they're worse than they were.
They're worse. And even Bregman, their record was pretty much the same.
Yeah. And they were never lighting it up. They were okay in April. Above 500 in April, but they've never been lighting it up with him or without him.
Yeah, we'll give you a Cy Young candidate, and we'll upgrade your closer, and we'll give you a better defensive third baseman who is also hitting a little bit, and you're worse. Under 500. Last year, they kind of surprised, and they were in it longer than most people thought, because coming off of consecutive last-place finishes and looking at the roster on paper, they didn't really do a ton in the offseason. Going into last year, I mean, you're like, this team isn't going to be much. And then you're like, actually, they're kind of hanging around, maybe add to the team, which they did, but all the guys they added were useless, and then they kind of went in a tailspin by the end of the year. But, yeah, I mean, we all thought they were going to be better than they were this year, but there's been a whole bunch of different reasons why they haven't been.
Speaking of Alex Bregman, this was on the broadcast last night.
Yeah.
Will highlighted this on the broadcast. I think it was Tim Healy of the Globe passed along some comments from Scott Boras. Will kind of summarized them last night, but basically they're open to an extension.
Boston Globe's great Tim Healy was down there talking to Boras through the netting, and now we know why, and I'm very happy he asked this question. Of Scott. Apparently, Alex Bregman wide open to contract renegotiations with the Red Sox. I think it was always going to be the case, but particularly once they moved on from Raffy, it's not that hard to see that it's Meyer and Anthony and Campbell, but in the medium term, this is going to be Alex Bregman's team.
I love Bregman. I wanted him this offseason.
I wish he was playing.
I want him in place of Devers. I wish he were out there right now. I'm not ripping up the contract and giving him any.
No, I think it's pretty compelling for him to come back for $41 million or whatever it is next year. I don't think you need to do too much more of a sales pitch.
Me either.
Signed that deal. He turned down a bunch of other deals. Teams wanted him last year. This is the one that he chose. He's having a good year, but he's hurt. And, I mean, hell, even if he won the MVP, there might be some thought of $41 million. But he's not going to be the MVP. We'll see what he looks like when he gets back.
He's not going to get more by opting out.
I don't think so. If he got a longer term deal.
If he wanted to, right, maybe that. And if he want, but even still, he was hurt this year. He did not have what I would consider a robust market this offseason. He effectively took a 1-year deal. So he's hurt. He's another year older. If he was willing to take less just to get out of Boston, well, I guess that's one thing, but he's not going to opt out and get more money.
Because how many years is he looking for?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, last year he turned down a 5 and I think a 6-year deal, right?
They definitely put out more years from Detroit. Yeah.
Yeah. And so he's 31 right now. So when a team goes to sign him for next year, how many years is he getting?
Five or six.
So
I don't know if he's getting a 5 or 6 year deal now.
No, and I think this is just, what else is Boras going to say? No, we don't want a contract?
Right, of course.
So I really think it's more that. This is what makes Boras a good agent. He's just if they want to talk deal, of course we'll talk deal. You want to give us a 10-year contract, of course we're going to talk it up. But if I'm the Red Sox, I'd call their bluff. They're not opting out. He's not going anywhere. Oh, he wants to win. He'll go somewhere else and opt out this year and leave money on the table. Go ahead and prove it. I don't buy it for 1 second.
The guy just suffered an injury that he had suffered before. He's already missed 20 games and counting, whatever it is. So, I don't know. He was really good when he was out there. That helps. But also part of it was, as a lot of people pointed out, he has really good numbers in Fenway Park. His whole thing, the swing, everything.
I usually roll my eyes at the Fenway swing commentary, but it was accurate here. Yeah.
But it seems to be working out for Bregman.
Meanwhile, McAdam on the Fenway Rundown podcast with Chris Cotillo pretty quickly brushes aside the idea of trading Alex Bregman. Passan, yesterday or the day before, had a list of the top 50 trade candidates. Bregman was number one, although he acknowledged it was low odds he would move 10%.
But a lot of teams will be interested.
Yep. Duran was also on that list. So McAdam kind of brushes aside Bregman, but does expand on the availability of Duran.
I see next to no chance of Bregman being dealt. I see there being a decent chance that Duran goes, and here's why. And by the way, trading Duran would not be a white flag, we're in sell and auction mode. I think they would be looking for some immediate help. We know that there is already a crowded outfield situation. Sidan Rafaela has, I think, earned his time and retains his spot in center field. Abreu is someone they don't want to give up, a Gold Glove winner who is still getting better offensively, and Roman Anthony. You can't have those four outfielders on the team and keep them all happy with playing time and or develop Anthony at the big league level.
Right.
So the notion of Duran being traded would not surprise me in the least. I don't think it would represent any sort of we're out, we're auctioning, there's a fire sale. I think it would be done sort of in advance of a trade that they would otherwise make in the offseason with an eye toward trying to get better over the final 2 months.
I get Sean's point. I mean, right now you have four outfielders, not that they're all hitting the cover off it by any means. Look at Roman Anthony. But you have four outfielders that you probably think are young players that should play every single day. And if they don't want to move Sadon Rafaela to, say, second base where he can play.
Which we both are more.
I would do that.
Well, but we're both more on board with that than we were a couple of weeks ago. Like, Rafaela largely hitting. I thought of him as a utility guy as of a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I get him being an everyday player in the outfield a little more.
But then you run into the thing of, all right, is that just a stopgap? Because at some point you want Christian Campbell to be back at the Major League club, whether it's this year or next year. So let's just say you have to move on from one of your four outfielders. Jaron Duran, even though he's having a bad season, like, is he the best of the group? Roman Anthony projects to be the best of the group. But now, is Duran the best player? He's having a bad year.
Last
year he wasn't. It wasn't even close.
I would say he is having a bad year, but I still believe he's the best out of that group present day, yes.
But so if I had to trade one of them, personally, I would trade Willier Abreu. But if you're going down the road of trading Jaron Duran, maybe you get more for him, which is one of the reasons to do it. And you need to get players that can help this team this year. Otherwise, it is what Sean McAdam was saying. It isn't, which is a white flag. If you walk away from Devers and Duran and you return no players that help your current roster,
big league roster,
how
right.
else are we supposed to view that?
Yeah.
That is punting on this season. It's saving money and punting on the season. Because at least with Devers, it was a clubhouse thing, right? There was all this other stuff going on. By all accounts, the players on the team like Duran. But you're not paying him a lot of money. So John Henry, I would think, has no problem with Jaron Duran. So that would have to be some sort of baseball trade. And there are definitely names and players out there that if you got, you'd be like, okay,
yeah,
that's good. But then there are plenty of others, and if it's just, well, it's the number three prospect in the system, I'm like, I don't want that guy.
I don't. Yeah, they have enough prospects. Yeah, they have a bunch of young guys who just graduated from prospects, right? Yeah. A bunch of them are probably technically still prospects, and Campbell and Meyer and Anthony. And they're all here, and none of them are doing anything. So I don't want to deal Duran for prospects. That would be waving the white flag. I agree with you on
that. I don't
know
if this is a positive or a negative, but so it's like Willier Abreu projects as a 20-plus home run guy. Jaron Duran was eighth in the MVP last year.
Right.
Roman Anthony projects as like an MVP of the league. And Sadon Rafaela is like a Gold Glove center fielder.
I don't like.
20 home runs really isn't anything.
No.
Also.
And Nick said this. If you just took away his Texas series, the pace he's on is horrendous. Just the first four games of the year. Take away his true. Texas
132
series.
Games last year, he had 15 home runs.
Yeah. So, look, I'm not telling you Abreu is a bad player. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
But I trade him way before I trade Duran. Unless you're telling me there's stuff behind the scenes I don't know about, or unless you're telling me what you just said, Keith, you get a massive return for him.
How many guys hit 20 home runs last year?
Gilbert or Kirby or somebody like that for Duran, and it balances my team out, and I can play the guys I want to play in the outfield every day? Fine, maybe. How many guys hit 20 home runs last
question.
Year?
Trivia question. Higher than seven. Just 20 dongs, 2024 season.
40.
How many players are in baseball?
40.
You think 40 guys?
Yeah, is that too low?
It's way too low.
75.
50. No, it's low.
75 is low?
Yeah.
220.
Oh, man.
That's high. It's in between those numbers.
How many?
90.
That's a lot.
90 guys hit 20 tater tots. So, I mean, by saying somebody...
40 in retrospect is a real low
guess. 40? I mean, let's see.
Just on the Red Sox did it last year.
23 hit 30.
Yeah.
And then only 4 hit 40.
Last year, 2, Tyler O'Neill and Devers. Those are the 2 that hit over 20.
Oh, no. There were
3. On the team?
It was O'Neill, Devers, Duran.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Duran.
Yeah, Duran did have a 20 home run season.
Yeah, there's only 7 home runs separating those two, but Devers is a generational
and
player.
Only 2 guys hit 50. And then this year, probably one's going to hit 60. And he goes by the name Big Dumper.
The Big Dumper.
60, that's low.
Yeah, well, he's...
First you hate Baker Mayfield, now you hate the Big Dumper?
No, I'm just saying his pace right now is 66.
Yeah, so he's low.
Well, 60. That was the number. 50. I was counting by tens is what I was doing there.
Sounds
like you rounded down.
Yeah. I would consider moving Abreu before Duran, but it all depends on the return. Duran by no means is untradeable, but I'm not sitting here today telling you I'm itching to move him off the team. But the Red Sox may disagree, and McAdams certainly seems to think he could move. That wouldn't represent waving the white flag 2 days in a row. Earlier this week, it was The Athletic and it was ESPN. They had him 1 and 2,
yeah,
on their available names at the trade deadline. 617-779-7937. Coming up at 2 o'clock, you got WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. I think you have Ted. He was out yesterday.
All right.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Andy Hart had a nice humble brag tweet, Keith. I don't know if you saw this.
Yeah, he might be a part of our brag of the week this week, too. I got a good, yeah.
Brag of the week, this tweet?
No.
Oh, okay.
Something he said on the air. But what is your tweet?
He's bragging about the noontime 92-degree run, he says, became worse with every step. But the good news, he said, well, maybe not for all of you, is that I survived.
He,
what a hardo.
Yeah, hardo is putting
not
it
all
lightly.
Heroes wear capes.
No. That's true. But he was also the one in here yesterday being like, I'd much rather be hot than cold. You.
Yeah.
Well, and then now he's like, oh, this is a huge mistake.
Appreciate being lumped in.
I never should have done this run. It's 90, like, yeah, I could have told you that.
92-degree run. Oh, yeah, run earlier. Well,
you
run,
you run, had a run earlier?
No, I said, why doesn't he run earlier is what I'm saying. Why'd you wait till noon to run?
He's probably hungover.
Don't you have show prep?
Probably hammered drunk.
Well, they only have an hour show today, so.
Oh, they got a quick show.
Yeah, quick program. That's why. There it is.
Well,
all right.
It's still important.
So was he working from home?
Tweet brag of the week. New category.
I don't know.
I haven't seen our
tweet brag. Here's his on-air brag. Here's his tweet brag. Here's what he said to me in the hallway brag.
Be here all day if we went over people's brags.
On-air brag, off-air brag, tweet brag. All from Andy Hart.
That's good.
They come your way at 2 o'clock. We also have the clip du jour. And when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine?
Grab bag?
It's time for grab bag! It's time for grab bag!
Certainly is. Time for grab bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Red Sox trying to avoid the sweep this afternoon, taking on the LA Angels. We're going to have a first pitch at 4:07 local time. 3:07 pregame here on WEEI.
That's good. Clear that right out of the way for the draft tonight. You can watch that.
Good point.
Red Sox loss can roll right into the draft.
Right into the NBA draft. That'll Richard Fitz on the mound. 0-3, 4-7-1 versus Yusei Kikuchi, who is a left-hander. And is we saw the lefty lineup that they put out there today. Sox are dogs on the money line. So Vegas thinking sweep plus 110.
Probably got that right.
Yeah, I would say so. It has not gone great. And Roman Anthony sitting at least to start the game.
I'll say the good news about Fitz is at least last time he faced the Angels, he was really really awesome.
The Angels have their number.
The Angels do have their number.
Most teams have their number.
It's unfortunate because like the White Sox have their number.
No, most teams, yeah.
The Angels, all the really crummy teams.
They've been real snake.
Everybody except the Yankees have their number.
Yeah, they have the Yankees number.
Yeah, what are they putting the Yankees again?
Yeah, the Yankees.
Get them
in
here.
The Yankees are their Angels.
That's right.
Yeah.
Grabby bag. Where are you? You're on Jones and Keefe, yeah.
That's pretty good.
That is good.
NBA draft tonight, as you said, Jones, and the Celtics currently pick 28th as well as 32nd, which is the second pick of the second round. Prediction time. Do they take a player at 28? Do they trade up or do they trade back?
I think they're going to be trading back. And I think it's all Bill Chisholm saying, hey, Brad, we want to be below the second apron. Not, and this again gets a little convoluted, but it's a guaranteed contract in the first round. It's not in the second round. So if you take a player in the second round, you trade back, you trade into future drafts, what have you, you have more wiggle room under the second apron to bring in somebody you may want to bring back. Cornette, right. Maybe in a pipe dream, Al Horford. So I think that's the route they'll go. What do you think?
I think they trade up. Not as high up as they want to get the Illinois guy.
Yaka-Jonas.
I don't think it's going to be that high, but I think you take 32 and 28 and you move up, maybe even a future two or whatever it might be. I think you trade up. I think there could be a scenario where when everybody else zigs, Brad Stevens zags. I think it would make sense for them in this money-saving crunch to move down, but maybe you get yourself a guaranteed contract, a guy that you like and is manageable for several years.
Look, I hope you're right. I would be intrigued if they moved up. I'm not late teens,
yeah. Something like that, early 20s.
Brad, go target someone in the draft and go get him. Stick your neck out there. In the draft, he hasn't done it yet. We really have no idea if he can draft or not, so I'd appreciate if we could start to find out.
Grab him back. It's easy cause your bag's beautiful. And every time I go back, yours is the bag I grab.
Go for it.
Grab back.
Kyrie Irving has signed a new 3-year extension with the Dallas Mavericks. So he had like a player option, opted out, re-signed.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good things happen to good
They're
people.
Committing to a guy. Although they didn't make an NBA Finals, which is still shocking 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Shocking. But yeah, I don't think they're going back anytime soon.
Tough path for the Celtics, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm so happy, cause today from
Grab Bag on Jones and Keefe.
Fred Van Fleet. The Rockets did not pick up his team option of $44.9 million for one season.
Smart.
But they signed him to a 2-year, $50 million deal.
So
basically
cut it in half.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, on an AAV
I think he
basis,
knew what the market was going to be.
He gets a little more money over 2 years than he would have gotten over the one.
Yeah. It's probably not a bad deal overall. Yeah.
Okay. That makes me believe in the Rockets a little bit more. I thought he was going to go along with Dylan Brooks and Jalen Green in their trade. It makes me think of the Rockets a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? You be in paradise and put up a
grab bag.
Jones, congratulations are in order to Zdeno Chara and Joe Thornton, both going into the Hockey Hall of Fame. The class of 2025 was announced. They're also joined by Duncan Keith. Those three guys are all on the ballot for the first year. Alexander Mogilny somehow was getting blackballed by the Hall of Fame until now.
I think they were counting his NHL 94 stats from when I would play with the Buffalo Sabres. I think that's how he got into the Hockey Hall of Fame.
He should have been in years and years ago.
Racking up goals on wraparounds.
Keith Tkachuk still out.
Yeah.
They won't put Keith Tkachuk in.
Yeah.
That guy's a Hall of Famer, if you ask me.
I mean, maybe.
I'm a small hall guy, as everybody knows, but I would put him in.
Maybe in an American Hall of Fame, yeah.
But Zdeno Chara and Joe Thornton, how about that couple of former Bruins captains getting in this year?
One
famously did not.
I know Scott McLaughlin, among others, yelling at their radio. Jack Parker going in as well.
Yes.
As a contributor to the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Right.
What do you think? Show trip? We could go
to
for like
the
induction?
Yeah.
Toronto,
listen,
right? Where's the Hockey Hall? Toronto?
I am somebody that just went to two different Hall of Fames just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Rock and roll.
Sick brag, bro.
Although, as Ken told you, you could have done that anyway.
No, I couldn't have. They're very specific to Cleveland and Canton.
You could have done that in any city anywhere.
No, I could not
have. Just, they didn't have to be in Cleveland for those two specific Hall of Fames.
Anyway, congratulations.
All right.
Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith.
say what you want about that one. There's some production value.
I enjoy it. Yeah. Let's check in on Tanner Houck's rehab assignment. Yesterday for the Woo Sox, he went an inning and two thirds.
Okay.
He gave up four runs.
Well, I don't love that. How many earned, though?
Four earned runs.
All of them. Okay, yeah.
On three hits, walked two.
Yeah.
Did strike out two.
Yeah. Any gopher balls?
No, I don't think so.
Good, clean that up.
So you like pretty good keeping the ball in the yard?
I mean, he was struggling with that at the big league level. He's probably just working on that.
You would say, nice job keeping the ball in the yard.
Keith Irons told in spring training, don't worry about his stats. He's just working on stuff. I imagine that's what's going on in his rehab stat, too. Don't worry about stats.
Maybe.
He's working on avoiding the gopher ball. You don't get that?
Maybe.
Yeah.
And I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
All right. Do we have a new daily question in the grab bag yet?
No, I do feel like we have. I feel like
no,
we had
we
one.
Don't.
No, we don't. Are you sure?
I don't think we do.
Hmm.
No.
Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag.
It's a great question on the text line. It seems like they get these Hockey Hall of Famers in real quick.
Yeah, were you telling
me? Because, so next year, Patrice Bergeron is eligible. And, like, Chara just retired recently.
Is Bergeron a first ballot Hall of Famer?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's a Hockey Hall of Fame. So the gold medals count. All the Team Canada stuff count. He won a cup. He won all the Selkies.
Yeah.
He won so many Selkies. Yeah, he's the first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
I mean...
Not my Hall of Fame.
No, you're super small. Yeah. Such a so small
nobody
you didn't
gets
see
it. Jones.
Doesn't even exist. It's such a small hall.
It's true.
Shut up. Just shut up. You had me at
grab bag.
Let's take a look at the top baseball performer from last night, shall we? We had a full slate of games.
Well, I got a name. I hope he's on the list.
Was it Joey Ortiz?
Nope.
2-for-4, 2 home runs, 4 RBI.
Well, that's nice, though.
Was it Sam, the man, Haggerty? 0-for-1, RBI, run scored.
Yeah.
3 steals.
Oh, there it is.
3 steals.
Had me waiting.
Come on.
He must have been drawing base on balls like you read about.
Sadly, was it Christian Moore? We watched it. What do you mean?
Oh,
you look at me funny.
I already forgot about the
you
guy.
You watched the game.
Game was, tying and go ahead home run.
This guy's new. 2-for-4, 2 home runs, 3 RBI, including a walk-off.
I just learned who he was last night, yeah.
Was it Garrett Crochet? 7 scoreless, 10 Ks, must have won.
Lost.
7 scoreless?
Yeah, he lost.
Was it Ranger Suarez? 7 2/3 innings, 1 earned run allowed, 7 punch-outs.
End of the list there? That's the end of the list?
One of those 5 guys was your player of the night.
I like the guy that was 0-for with 3 steals.
Yeah, he was 0-for-1.
I kind of like that, too.
He did have a ribby and a run scored
that's
and
like
3
that's like
good
it's good.
At bats, well, that's what that is.
That's
good
it's good. Oh, yeah, those are Roman Anthony at bats right there. It's
was it own... Marcelo Meyer? A dong and a double short of the
that's
cycle.
That's kind of its own interesting little trivia factor. Has there ever been a guy who had no hits that was baseball player of the night? Yes, actually. There was.
There has been.
This guy. What was his name again?
Sam Haggerty.
That's true. Pitchers. Damn.
Pitchers every night, probably.
I was going to go with the guy who I know he's not. This is a write-in for me. Who made their debut? Burns made his debut last night against the Yankees, struck out the first 5 hitters and beat him.
Oh, he did. Yeah.
That would have been my choice, but I'll go with Haggerty. 3 steals.
Option.
3 steals, no hits.
3 steals.
There it is.
You know Marcelo Meyer was 3 hits shy of his first 6-hit game? Should have been the player of the night.
Right there.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
Oh, wait a minute. I completely forgot. I got swept up in the Hockey Hall of Fame thing. We'll circle back to the random player of the day. I forgot to talk about the Bruins uniforms.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
my bad.
Kim Neely.
Did you ever think that maybe there's more to life than being really, really, really ridiculously good looking?
It's Jones and Keefe, Fashion Police.
All right, Boston Bruins going with a new look, kind of an old look for the upcoming season. These are how many would refer to them as the Happy Gilmore Boston Bruins uniforms.
Yeah.
Like most Boston teams outside of the Patriots. It's kind of like slight tweaks. They kind of tweak it. They go a little bit away from it, and then they kind of go back to it. But they got the black sweater with the gold B. Then they have the white sweater with the black B.
So that's a nice uniform. I'm not saying it's a bad
uniform. It's a good-looking uniform.
That's probably like the fourth seed in the hockey region of March Madness
and
tournament.
And it would still win.
Yeah, is what I would say.
The second greatest hockey uniform of all time.
Yeah, it's up there.
According to
some.
Our
audience.
Brackets, yeah.
Yeah. I just didn't appreciate, they teased it like it was some new uniform, like they were teasing something new, like, oh, a big reveal. Yeah.
Well, they're doing like a new striping.
That's not.
The new stripes.
There's nothing new about these. These look like most Bruins uniforms.
You got to really relax your eyes, focus on the uniform. So it goes the yellow stripe, white stripe, yellow stripe. It's a new striping. Same stripe on both jerseys.
Uh-huh.
Meaning the white one and the black one. It's the first time they've done that since 1995.
Wow.
So
I mean, look, it's a good looking. I'm not saying it's a bad. How should I grade this? It's good grade.
All right, on a scale of 0 to 100, what would your score be for these?
75. Good solid
How about,
grade.
You know what I'm going to do? Not only am I going to top you, I'm going to go with the legend, 77.
Damn it.
The Ray Bourque 77.
That's why you always go second.
Yep.
That's why you want home ups.
It looks good, though.
Yeah,
it looks sharp, but yeah, it's nothing really.
There was a lot of pomp and circumstance for a jersey they had 30 years ago.
Still no Cocaine Bear.
No.
People
no,
go wild for the Cocaine
Bear. You
got to
think outside the box to really get a real high score. Yeah.
Anyway, there you go. There's the Bruins' new unis.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
Now, for real. Also, we should point out yesterday's random player of the day was C.J. Wilson, who, thanks to a listener, told him on Twitter, like, hey, C.J. Wilson, you were the random player of the day. Sent him the clip of the thing. Not only did he love the segment, he laughed at you for guessing Kelvin Escobar.
And you know he watched the clip because Kelvin Escobar was buried pretty deep in
the clip.
He
watched the clip. He's like, I love this.
He sat through like 90 seconds. Get that guy to meet her.
Well, yeah, get that guy to meet her. We're almost there. We should have him. We should get in touch with him and have him call in one day and have him give us a random player that
quiz
maybe
us.
He played with or against.
C.J. Wilson quiz us.
And then
us
this
on
way
random,
I can also guess.
A random ball player.
Yeah,
I think we need you guessing sometime soon, Keith, because we are not
holding
up our end of the bargain. And
but official friend of the show, C.J. Wilson.
Official
fan. Chance during March Madness.
Yeah, that's true. Official fan of the show, I would say, at least the segment. But so, yeah, if I already wasn't already in my head enough, C.J. Wilson mocking me for my Kelvin Escobar guess yesterday isn't helping.
All right, today it's another game against the Angels. So I have a former Angel who also played for the Royals and White Sox. Played for those three teams.
Royals, White Sox, Angels.
Yep.
Great.
Was an outfielder.
Okay.
Righty stick.
Righty stick.
Righty arm as well.
That helps.
One-time All-Star.
Okay.
Career high for a season, 32 home runs.
All right.
105 RBI. That was in the same year where he also finished 10th in the MVP vote.
Okay. What years was he in the bigs?
Okay.
Let's start with that.
Broke in 1986.
Oh, wow.
His final season was 1994. Thanks a lot, Strike.
86 and so quick.
Yeah.
Flash in the pan.
Burned hot.
What year was he an All-Star?
He was an All-Star 89. The same year the Ken Griffey Jr. rookie card came out for Upper Deck.
89
with the Royals. All-Star with the Royals. Played his last season with the then California Angels.
89 with the Royals.
89 with the Royals where he had 32 bombs, 26 steals, 105 RBI. Career 250 hitter, but had pop.
Yeah, but that's nice.
Four straight seasons of over 20 home runs.
Okay.
So he is a member of the 2020 club, even the 25-25 club.
Geronimo Baroa.
No, good one. All-name team. What else can I tell you about him?
Wow, what was the All-Star year and team again?
89 with the Royals.
89
with the Royals, outfielder. I think left field specifically. Left field.
Not
Steve
Danny.
Balboni.
Not Steve Balboni.
Not Danny Tartable.
Text line has
We've had Danny Tartable before. It's not Danny Tartable.
Not Danny Tartable. Like he also played for the Yankees.
Yeah, right.
Does he have a nickname?
Kind of.
What?
Kind of.
Is it initials again?
No. He's maybe the most famous person we've ever had for a random player.
No, not enough home runs. I was about to say Brett Butler. We're talking Billy Butler.
More famous than Brett Butler.
The actress?
I had his poster on the wall.
Man.
Most of us probably did.
Most of us had his poster on the
wall?
Probably. Bo Jackson?
He got it!
Wow. I said it to Billy 5 minutes ago, not knowing he was on the Angels.
Didn't even think of the Angels.
I figured that would be one that threw you off.
I didn't know he played for the Angels.
At the end, his last year. Bo Jackson.
Nick, you got to start saying your guesses on the air.
That's what threw me off.
Yeah, yeah. Nick, you don't lose points, though.
I said, I know, but in fact,
we need more
honestly,
guesses.
I thought it was going to sound dumb saying Bo Jackson.
No.
Didn't he have another one off the air last week?
Yeah, Darren Hurstad.
Yeah, start saying him on the air.
I know. Jesus,
lean in there.
His mic doesn't
work. Bo would fall into random.
I know.
But like as a baseball player and especially a former Angel, I thought it would be a good one.
Oh, no, it was definitely a good one.
Yeah, I'm a little ashamed to show this one to
that
Bo Jackson.
That hat never fit on his head.
Bo Jackson.
His head was, he had a noggin.
Somebody send
that
clip to Bo Jackson.
Yeah, at Bo Jackson.
Okay.
Guy's
well,
a legend.
Go. I guess we kind of, Keith just basically told it to us.
Yeah. So anyways, nickname, according to Baseball Reference, is Bo Nose, like from the whole gimmick. But I was like, it's not really.
Bo Bichette.
Not really a nickname.
Bo Bichette.
Bo Bichette.
Oh, Bo Mount Rushmore?
Bo Bichette.
Bo Bridges.
Bo Jackson. Bo Bridges.
All right, some Wixon and EAUs as well.
Yeah.
Oh,
Bo Allen, God. Eagles defensive lineman, Bo very
Allen.
Famously. Yeah.
All right.
Bo Horvat's on there.
Oh, Bo Horvat.
Dwayne Bo.
Dwayne Bo.
Yeah. That was the easy one.
Yeah. Dwayne Bo.
Sam Bowie.
A lot of touch.
David Bowie.
Oh, yeah. I think.
Yeah, now, now we're losing the thread a little bit.
We can retire it. Yeah. Dwayne Bo, though, a lot of touchdowns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dwayne Bo.
Some years.
Oh, Bo Nix. Good call in the Twitch chat. Bo Nix.
You should get that.
Bo Nix, Bo Jackson are obvious ones.
Yeah.
Bo
yeah.
Bridges. And,
I'm partial to Dwayne Bo.
Dwayne Bo.
Yeah, good.
We nailed it.
All right, there we go. A lot of Bo Jackson texts.
And one CJ Cron.
Close. All right, that's the random ball player. Everyone loves it, including CJ Wilson.
That's right.
That's in the grab bag each and every day here on Jones and Keefe. Let's check in with WEEI Afternoon, see what they have coming up next.
All right, back here at Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Let's get to the clip du jour, Jones. What do you say?
Sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, of course, it's a Would You Rather Wednesday.
Would you rather have a pet bird that swears or a pet monkey that smokes?
So that's cool. Right, the smoking monkey?
I mean, I guess
no,
I
don't want the smoke around my kids. Sorry to be that guy in my ivory tower.
I don't have the clean ashtrays.
The secondhand smoke. What if he vapes?
So they're both.
What about a vaping monkey?
A vaping
that's
monkey.
That's really modern.
A hookah monkey.
Yeah, that's really. As long as he stays in the hookah room, then I guess that's fine.
I mean, the vaping's really more about his health and, like, who knows what he's ingesting. But in terms of secondhand smoke, the monkey goes out to get some cigs and never comes back. It's like, oh, man.
Here's the thing, too. The bird will live for 80 years.
Oh, at way longer you than
have,
you.
At
You're
some
right.
point, you have to get rid of that monkey before it takes over.
You're thinking. No, like a monkey's not that big.
You're talking like MJ had Bubbles.
He's talking like kind of he's talking like the.
That's you're talking like Marcel.
The little,
are you talking like
yes,
Ross's
the little
monkey?
The little Ace Ventura monkey. Say yes, 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 yes. Yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah. We're
okay,
not talking like.
Right. I thought you were talking
an
like
orangutan.
There must be like 27.
No, I'm talking about like a little monkey that like.
He's still insurance.
He just sits there and like eats like.
Yeah. You claim it on your cherries. Insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah, claim it as a dependent.
Yeah, but think about the over.
Add someone to my insurance.
CC, you got Georgie, you got biscuits.
Think about the overhead on the bird, though, if it lives 80 years.
Yeah.
Although, think about the overhead on cigarettes.
Cigarettes, way more expensive.
Yeah, no,
way
that's a good
more
point.
Expensive the upkeep that, for the smoke.
You got me
or
there.
If you got like an older bird already, then it's just like old timey racist
you got me there.
Swearing.
Oh, bird. Yeah. You're like, oh my God.
So,
like, we retired those. We laid it on the bird, actually.
Yeah, we did.
I think we all kind of said,
you wouldn't
makes
know
the most
it.
Sense.
You wouldn't know
no, not by
clip.
That description.
Yeah. I miss so much when we're all just flying around with zingers there. I miss so much until you get to re-listen.
That's why the topic.
Clip du jour, very important. We also had
a lot of bows. We missed some bows.
I would say a borderline record of submissions for the Bo.
Bo Derek has to be in
Mount
there.
Rushmore. Yeah, a lot of Bo Derek.
Riddick Bo.
Tex. Riddick Bo.
Chief J. Strongbo.
Bo Flex.
Bo Jangles.
Bill Bo Baggins.
Bo Bo Fett.
No, I thought we had that one.
Oh, you
we?
Did?
Yeah,
Bo Duke?
Bo Duke.
Yeah. Bo right. Dallas, also a wrestler.
I think we can. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I think we covered that.
Okay.
I'm pretty strong.
I think
so. Bo Diddley. Did you say that one?
Bo Diddley. So I would, if I'm resetting, it'd be Bo Jackson, Bo Derek.
Yeah.
Bo Nix.
Mm-hmm.
Probably Riddick Bo, I guess.
Yeah.
Over Dwayne Bo.
Heavyweight champ?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Okay. So there you go. Yeah. He probably get
He'd knock your block off.
No, I think that's a safe one to go with. Okay. You have an abbreviated WEEI afternoons today. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. And I see Ted Johnson. He's here. They're taking you up to Red Sox 4:00 start. Pre-game coverage a little after 3:00 right here on your home for the Sox. WEEI. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll go on the clock at high noon. We got Bradfo, maybe a Kiefer Madness as well. That's tomorrow at 10, WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.